Oh, yeah!
Woo! Disappointed!
Why is that? Why are you disappointed? Welcome to the one, the only, the Afterbirth. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. Didn't change the name. Still the After Disaster. I am Anderson Cowan. That is Tyler playing very, very, very loud Big Ben sounds.
They're very quiet in here. Big Ben.
Big Ben is the bell, not the tower. It's not
Big
the clock.
Ben is the name.
It's the bell. It's the name of the bell inside of the tower. It's Big Ben Rapesburger is his name. Big Ben Rapesburger. I am Anderson. I already said that. Mike Carano is joining us now. Right as his song was ending, which is the cue to begin this here program, he said his exact words were, "Oh shit, I have to pee."
The older kids were having sex and doing fun stuff, and we're going to go have a rocking chair contest.
And he scampered off. So I'm also pleased to announce that I have lots to talk about tonight.
Well, real quick.
A lot of shit's going on in my life.
And
also, I have not talked to Mr. Carano all week. That means no reruns for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to have the same story. Yeah. Anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Here's what I like to say up front. Let's keep the show clean. Because my dad voiced that he really wants to hear the show. Send him a link.
Can't you just send him like Eddie F. Jim Jeffries
I
talking shit?
I went back through our episodes and I don't want to send last week's episode.
So we shouldn't talk about you breaking your arm?
No, we shouldn't.
The face. If we're only doing video.
He's not getting this one.
Why? I didn't say anything.
It would be less effort for you to just take an episode and then go edit out all the bullshit than for us to try and sit here and do a clean show.
Okay, you're right.
Fuck
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'll just take this one and edit it down to like 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
Why don't you just tell us a couple stories that to go nowhere, and then we'll say, okay, end there.
All right, I will.
Yeah.
I'll start with...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mike Carano Show. Now, this is a show that a lot of you know was inspired by Mr. Carano, Mike's dad, who was the biggest inspiration of his entire life. Mike often says he could not have done anything, even get out of bed in the morning, without his dad's inspiration.
Now I'm not going to play this for him because he's going to think we're insulting him.
No, I'm not. I'm not insulting him.
But you would interpret it that way.
Would I?
What was with the music, by the way?
That doesn't fit at all.
Classing it up.
Oh, nice.
Classing it up for your father.
No, I thought we'd try and make your dad seem even... No, you've said nothing but great things about your dad on this program.
Hey, real quick. So I opted to walk from my home to my office tonight, and you know how you think you're a gauge of people's body language?
What?
I think you're
a gauge?
Well, first of all, I walked because I have a thing of pepper spray now, and
1-800-LOUD-191.
I want to juice somebody, and the chances of me juicing someone in the car are much less than if I actually walk.
Right.
So I walked to the club tonight to my office, and I see some guy approaching me with very scary body language,
mm-hmm.
like very aggressive,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking towards me, and I'm like, oh shit, something's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how bad my judgment is. Not only was he not walking towards me, he was walking away from me, and when I caught up to him, it was like an old man wearing a suit and out for a stroll.
Mm-hmm. So what is that? You think everyone's out to get you because you're
no, but you know when you're walking on the street and you see someone like taking the whole sidewalk, you're like, eh, this might be weird.
No.
Tyler, are you with me on this one? You're supposed to judge people by their body language. It's animalistic to see if they're going to be
aggressors. Walking.
No. You can walk as a stroll, as a confident human being.
I get car language, vehicle language.
Oh,
often.
Yeah.
About
yeah,
once every 40 times driving in here to Loveline, I almost get killed.
Yeah.
And tonight was one of those nights, driving behind this giant redneck truck in my neighborhood. Which, you know, it's like if you're driving a redneck truck, why don't you go live in a redneck state?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was
watching how states got their shapes, and they're talking about how, like, you know, 10% of all pickup trucks are bought in Texas.
Absolutely.
And then I get in my car like 5 minutes later, and I'm trying to get to Loveline, and there's one in front of me, and his license plate was a vanity plate that said, "What's MPG?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate him.
That jerk.
And then what's he start doing? Slowing down and turning right, but not turning right and not putting on a blinker or anything. So I give him a little taste of the brakes. Just a little splash
little
of the brakes, right?
Yeah.
Slams on his brakes, and it's raining out here.
Absolutely.
So he slides a little bit.
Doesn't
and now I'm just
me.
At a dead stop in my neighborhood thinking, am I going to die? And then I'm looking at Stanley going, I'm sorry, you're a small dog, and I put you in these precarious
Yeah,
positions.
But you have to protect me now.
Precarious.
With your three teeth left.
Stanley's three teeth. Yeah, he's got a few teeth.
Here's the thing about big trucks. I know everyone, the stereotype is small penis. I absolutely believe that to be true.
Do you?
Who the hell would buy a giant F-150 four-wheel drive, put those huge tires on it, and truck around like they're some kind of badass? But the thing about the trucks is, do you notice that people that drive big trucks have a tendency to drive away from stop signs like at a crazy rate? Like they just floor it every time?
No.
Everyone I see in a big truck is hauling ass.
No. Do you think that there are some people that have just like an unlimited gas
no,
cards?
No,
they're allowed
no.
to get as much free gas
no.
as they want?
I think those people have like welding jobs and they're friggin' idiots.
Okay. I have a card in my pocket that allows me to see as many free movies as I like.
What?
Yeah. It's called Movie Pass. You didn't get one? Thanks to our listener, Andrew W.
Andrew C.
Andrew C's his name.
He sent me a text.
Yeah, you should have signed up. You lose.
God damn it, it's great. Movie Pass. Hell to the yes.
You know what? We gotta continuously give Scott credit for always updating the webpage because it's friggin' awesome. He made it an Egyptian theme.
I don't know who Scott is.
He's so fast.
And he's not
so
fat. I met him.
Making it really pretty awesome. We don't give him enough credit.
You know that? Remember that? This is kind of inside baseball, guys. But that amazing picture of me as a droog that somebody a girl painted a while ago. As I was one of the Clockwork Orange droogs mm-hmm. on the beach in yes. Hawaii with all three yeah. of my dogs. She's out in the parking lot
right now.
Yeah, she'll be in here in a minute.
Why is she out in the parking lot?
Because I told her to stay out there because the eyes and the ears were in. If you noticed. We got to keep a low pro around here, but she'll be in a minute with her boyfriend, who is also a big listener of all the programs. He's been around for a long time, and we'll probably have him on the air because we are the after.
Probably
disaster.
Will.
Yeah,
it's hard to say we're going to have someone in and not have him on the air because have we ever done that?
No, it's because we're guilty fucks. Quick little exchange between you and I, like to relay to the listeners.
All right.
This is an actual. There. Here's an actual exchange that happened between you and I. We were talking about T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Once again, talking about shirts, which we do often on this program.
I sent you the price list.
Yeah, and I sent you a text about that. Anyways, we'll talk more about that off-air in the parking lot.
Do you like the food?
I like the prices. So here's the thing. You got a guy who's a dad who's very famous, and he's a listener of this program. Mm-hmm. His dad is not, I hope, but the son is. I call him Skywalker.
I don't think his dad even
Skywalker Jr. is who I call him.
I don't think his dad even knows we exist.
He doesn't know we exist? No, he does. He knows mm-hmm. He knows you exist.
Unless he has some sort of capacity to understand that everybody on the planet exists.
Star Trek. This is the wrong sound effects. So I call him Skywalker Jr. We're talking about Nathan Hamill, who comes up on the show way too often for my taste.
But, I don't think he comes up that often.
Nathan and I have been talking about these goddamn T-shirts for 6-8 months maybe, and he's been talking about making shirts and a design for shirts for us for quite some time.
What if it's a Star Wars theme?
That would kind of actually be okay. Especially
you know
if George Lucas or Disney doesn't sue us.
I love this idea. Then he can sign it, actually.
I like the idea of him like making a little picture of himself in the drawing, and he's like using a lightsaber to actually put the finishing touches on what he just drew,
you know,
which is the after disaster.
It's a great idea.
It's not bad. But anyways, so Mike and I are texting back and forth. I'm on the freeway, so I'm swerving badly, and Mike's like, Nathan Hamill wants to do the designs. And I say, he's been saying that for 6 to 8 months. He's out. He's had his chance. And your response was, what chance? And I'm like, how do you not know what I'm talking about?
6 months is like a blink.
He said 6 to 8 months.
Mike.
He's had his chance. It's not going to. No, he's had his chance. It's not going to happen. And then Mike's response is, what chance? Well, how is that confusing to anyone?
I don't know what I'm thinking. It's hard for me to text while I'm driving nowadays anyway.
Were we both driving?
I was.
Wouldn't it be horribly ironic if we had a head-on collision with each other while texting one another?
That would be fantastic.
That's going to happen one day.
And our airbags both go off and we get out and laugh about it.
I did, I don't know if you saw, but I did a rousing event on Twitter yesterday.
What is tweet?
I drove home and had people send me questions, and I promised I would respond to them using my voice recognition software and not correct any of the typos. And so there was some...
He stole that from me. I did that, and it was hilarious.
What?
I did that.
And it was basically like...
So how'd it go?
It's pretty good.
I didn't really do that, but I want to do that now. I'm going to say
it was pretty awesome. I can pull up some of the good ones, except I can't because it'll make the podcast skip.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't make this podcast skip, okay? Only things that are important here is this podcast.
Unless it's skipping to the loo.
You didn't tell me you were letting Hashmir in the building.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to use his actual name
here.
It's actually not his actual name, but Hashmir, world famous Hashmir, message boards famous Hashmir, who I've been going back and forth with on said message boards of various forms since like the late 90s.
What?
Yeah. Mm. I think Kashmir and I started talking like in the late 90s.
It's completely oblivious to the fact you're talking.
We'll talk to him in a bit. I got a random fact that's going to be fucking awesome.
Bring it up right now.
Really?
Yeah, get to it. We're not going to get to it if you don't do it now. We're just going to think we're going to, you know, the show's going to be wrapping up. The music's going to be.
I got a terribly, terribly embarrassing story that involves.
Terribly awesome news.
Involves me being gluttonous and that guy. I don't know why, but I feel like I have to like purge my embarrassing stories on this show. Yeah. I don't know why.
I have an additional story about an African-American gentleman. I didn't point out that guy walking down the sidewalk was black.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why you found a friend.
There's racial bigotry here.
I don't know if I mentioned, but last week on the film, well, Brian used the N-word again.
No, you're a racist? Right.
Was it in the context of a movie?
Yeah, so he thinks he's allowed
to. Tarantino movie?
No, I don't think it was.
By the way, that new Tarantino trailer looks really Dullsville.
I don't have any interest in seeing that. I will have to watch it, though, just to explain to people why it's not good.
Hey, who here besides me is way overly excited and way overly emotional about Les Miserables coming out?
I don't give a flying fuck, and I will not see that movie. It looks awful. Have you seen trailers for it?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It looks so bad.
It looks fantastic.
You should get MoviePass so you don't have to pay for it.
How do I get MoviePass?
So you don't have regrets.
How do I get MoviePass?
Follow the guy's link. Follow Andrew's link.
Gosh, I should have done
Andrew, you're my new favorite person in the world for sending me that. Okay, so anyways. Tyler.
I like this.
Well, this helps. Well, this helps. All right, random fact. You guys ready?
Nutcracker sets the tone for the after disaster.
You guys ready for this? Chicago. Yeah. Chicago. We all know it's Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I thought you meant the band for a second.
No, not the band. The movie.
Okay.
Chicago.
Yeah, loved it.
No.
Loved it. Saw it twice, 2 days in a row.
I believe that. Chicago, what state was Chicago originally in?
California.
Wisconsin.
Are you
How about
kidding
that?
Me?
Chicago, Wisconsin. How about that?
That's so bizarre because the whole movie is based around a big city.
Well, I'm not saying it was during the 1920s. It was like back in the 1800s.
I love that. I love that movie. Absolutely loved it.
Put that in your little. I can talk about this at the next time I'm at a bar trying to impress the ladies.
I honestly got pulled off the 405 because there was too much traffic. Saw a movie theater, parked, went up there. The only thing starting was Chicago. I had no idea what it was. I left there mesmerized and blown away.
Story like five times.
The next day, I went back and saw it again.
You didn't know what it was. Retelling it.
Wait, you just like the city, so you're like, oh, I'll check out a movie.
It was
about
a monster
the city.
Movie.
Really?
Honest to God, yeah.
You're that guy that gets up to the desk to buy the tickets. You get up to the, and you say, hey, what's good?
Hey, how about this? I went and saw the James Bond movie yesterday, and I brought someone who had never seen a James Bond movie, and about 20 minutes in, she goes, this is
stupid. Yeah.
And I went, you've never seen a James Bond movie? She goes, nope. And I went, okay, well, let me tell you what's going to happen. The bad guy's going to catch him, and it's explained the entire plan he has to James Bond. Then they're going to have drinks together, possibly in an exotic location, and then he's going to do something dramatic, like kill someone or try to kill Bond in a very unique, torturous way. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I explained everything to her, and it played out exactly as I'd anticipated.
I don't like James Bond movies. I found myself suffering through this one. The first 45 minutes was insufferable. But then, you know what? I submitted to
What about
Javier?
Goldfinger.
There's a minute. There's a scene that happens in the middle of that movie where I was the only one in the theater laughing out loud, but it was fucking hilarious.
I'm just spoil it. Come on.
What happens to the James Bond girl? It's fucking hysterical. I thought that was
really funny. Yeah.
But let's leave it at that.
No, but the best part was when he landed that amazing.
I like the old people with the flashlights at the end.
Oh my god, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in a movie. Like really, and it just went on and on and on. Such a fake CGI, and it was so stupid that old guy would have a flashlight while the deadly.
But I liked Javier Bardem's character. He was fun.
I didn't
like him for the first like his monologue, and he was being gay and all that.
Was he gay?
Right. I think you were supposed to think that, but then I liked him by the end. He was funny.
The cheesiest part of the entire.
Like stupid or like gay?
No, like gal, fuck you in the ass.
We don't use gay in that fashion. No, the cheesiest part of the entire movie was that ultra dramatic, incredibly action packed scene on the train. Mm. And he hooks the train with that giant claw.
Those goddamn lines were awful too. I'm switching carriages.
Absolutely. And then.
Oh,
he
God.
Flies off
James
the back
Bond.
Train and lands on the ripped apart moving train.
That's when he
adjusts
line.
His cufflink. Yeah, first thing.
And that's when he talked to M and he's like, "I'm just changing or talk to the black."
First
guy.
Of
he
all,
lands.
This is not the film vault.
This is
not
the movie.
It
I don't realize.
Matter. Second of you know all, if I die, it's because Hajmir
okay, well,
gave
me
your tainted candy.
Let me say,
what? Hajmir has drugs.
Let me say one more thing about James Bond real fast. I love the James Bond music, and one of my favorite singers ever is Shirley Bassey, who does Goldfinger and a couple of other songs. So I was watching videos of her, come on, singing Goldfinger. And there's a point at Royal Albert Hall where she's singing Goldfinger, which is very dramatic, and she's very animated, and she's fantastic. And she starts giggling in the middle of the song, and I was like, you're not allowed to giggle in the middle of a song.
Why not?
That's not appropriate, ever.
Why are you guys such like a hard-on for, I don't like that expression, by the way. I wish I did not use it. But you got like some real respect for the music there.
I do. I love it.
You're like a Clockwork Orange, that scene where he gets mad at Dim for laughing at the woman who's singing Beethoven.
He's a man.
Remember he hits him on the knees with a stick? Remember that? With his cane?
Yeah.
People in the theater clapped, started applauding.
As they should.
When they asked him, Martin was showing. No.
Well, the theater we sat in was empty.
Up, turned around and gave them all a steely glare.
No, that I knew that
and
was going to bring
clapping. They stopped.
I don't know what's worse,
applause.
Everyone clapping or the guy who gets up and goes,
I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Everything about that movie was an homage to other movies.
I know.
They brought up every aspect of the Aston Martin. They got the machine guns in there, and when he had Q or M in the car.
They went back to Scotland. I know.
And he grabs the shifter, and she's like, oh, ejector seat. And people were like, yeah. The only thing is I only saw it with a bunch of old people and my friend, so...
They're talking about Gibbon pussies coming back or something too, right?
A lot of pussy.
What's her name?
No, Pussy Galore.
Gibbon pussy.
Oh, no, there's stupid names.
There's one girl named a lot of pussy or a lot of
pussy galore.
There's also someone named like Missy Goodhead.
Yeah, that's the one.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Missy Goodbody.
I don't know. Wait, are you sure it's not Gibbon pussy?
Oh no, man. All right, man.
Remember the character?
No, I think it's orangutan.
Remember the character in Austin Powers? A lot of vagina.
No. Was that really her name in the movie?
Yeah.
I thought
I'm
it was Pussy Galore.
First 20 minutes of the show.
No, yeah, cut it out.
There's Pussy Galore. There's a lot of something.
Old man stumbling out of 007 saying this. I've seen all of the movies, and that was my least favorite James Bond movie ever.
Why
on the
he
phone.
Stumbling.
He was. I don't know because he's old. All right.
Dumb James. Dumb.
I got a horrible, terrible story about myself at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Was it
I think
worse than you standing up and chastising the people behind you?
I was
for
joking.
Enjoying,
I didn't really fucking
enjoying
that.
The nostalgia.
Instead, I just put my shoulders up around my ears and cringed, and I felt douche chills going up to the back of my neck.
Can I say one more thing real fast about James Bond? What the hell? Goldfinger is my favorite James Bond movie.
Yeah, noticed that.
Remember the scene? remember the scene?
I'm in hell right
where
now.
He rapes Pussy Galore?
No.
Like, he literally rapes her. She's giving him a massage or something, and he grabs her, and she says no, and he grabs her either by the hair or the arm and drags her in the shower at this gym, and she's screaming no, and he pushes her face against the glass.
Don't recall.
And she's screaming no, 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 and then all of a sudden she succumbs.
Favorite.
All of a sudden she's like, and she starts getting into it. Mm-hmm. It goes from being raped to, she can't, you know.
That Isn't James, that where the name Dr. No came from?
James Bond dick changes people.
Listen, next week we should do video, and we should be, it should be the robe show, and we should all wear our robes.
I got a robe. I have a sweet
Let's
robe from Chateau Marmont.
Sweet robe. Let's all do that, okay?
I think I left
robe,
it at someone's house,
but
though.
I have a
snowsuit
I just bought I could wear.
Perfect. That's a robe.
Anyone know any masons or bricklayers or cement pourers?
No, why?
Oh,
What's
I thought you
problem?
Meant like those mysterious.
Hey,
masons.
We can do it ourselves. Your house?
We might, yeah.
Let's go to Home Depot, pick up some cement. We'll mix it up, and we'll make two guys that don't know what they're doing. It'll be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah,
I want to lay. I want to lay cement.
I'll bring beer and watch you.
How much is it though? How much cement?
I don't know. How big's my garden?
Because there's a
You're
lot that goes
over
into
your
it.
Garden.
Yeah, I want to cement my garden.
Yeah, I've watched my dad. You know what we should do? We should go to Michael's, get fake flowers, and cement them into the cement.
Why?
I got to get rid of my garden, guys.
But it needs to be cement.
Terrible, terrible things have happened in my garden just today.
Murder?
Were you banging in your garden?
No. It involves my mom. Hung out with my mom all day.
Your semen seeped into the soil and now there's a little you growing?
Kind of.
Really?
Kind of.
Why does this involve your mom?
Listen.
Mommy galore.
So any story we tell that says this involves my mom is going to be trouble.
Had a carrot incident. I posted it on Twitter.
Incident?
Yeah, where I looked over and realized that my carrot was like, it looked like a massive carrot coming out the top. So I pulled it, sure enough, giant fucking carrot. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that picture?
Was there a rabbit attached?
It was bigger than my forearm. Huge.
No, I didn't see
carrot.
It. I didn't see it.
I'll pull it up and show it to you because that's good radio. That's good pod.
So, what happened?
And then my gardener came by last week and I was telling him about this because he's a gardener. I thought he'd be interested. So I'm like, here, let me show you. And I went to pull another one. It's been like a month. So I thought I was going to pull out like a giant, Incredible Hulk style
carrot.
And it was a tiny little carrot. And his response was, you need to live it in the ground longer. I'm like, great.
Is he a gangbanger? No. Hey, you know what's a funny joke that I just thought of?
Playing the La Cucaracha noise when Anderson talks about Mexican gardeners?
Would be to go to your house. Here it is. Tyler and I go to the store and buy... Holy crap. Wow, it looks more like a
Just showed him the giant carrot.
So we go to the store, we buy a big bushel of carrots, and we go to Anderson's, just push in the ground and see when he comes in next week and talks about it.
You don't even know how they go in the ground, Mike. You'd probably have them sticking up like snowman noses out of the ground.
Hey, wouldn't that's even funnier.
No.
Did you know the trees around the jungle ride at Disneyland, when they initially opened that ride, they planted trees, full-size trees, upside down to give them a unique jungle look, and they continued to grow, which I didn't know. With the roots sticking out of the top.
Did you know Wisconsin used to hold Chicago within its
bounds? You know, I heard that somewhere.
Yeah. So
it was, must have been another episode.
Telling my mom about the carrot, and then I went to show her. I went to pull out a carrot to show her today, because she grew up in rural Canada, and she always had a garden in her backyard, and I thought maybe she'd have some advice for me. So it's a really short, stubby, round carrot, and looks kind of like you from what I hear, Mike. Looks kind of like you. That was terrible. That was inappropriate.
Because of my orange glow?
Mm-hmm. So I pull it out, and she goes, you know what the problem might be is, like, maybe that it doesn't go down deep enough, the soil. So bare hands, I start digging to show my mom how deep the soil goes in my garden, right?
You found a skull?
Worse. I found something that first looked like a pill bug, you know, like mealy bugs. Tyler, turn that off.
Right now I'm terrified.
And I was holding it in my hand, but it was a giant mealy bug,
but
right?
The story's getting insect-y.
I hate you so much.
You should write puns for James Bond movies.
Probably be better than that shit that I throw.
Those puns in Bond movies are the worst. Like, James.
All right, everyone's getting mad at us. We don't have video. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so
and he always delivers them so, like,
yeah.
He doesn't try and sneak them in. They're just straight up. Here it is.
So I'm holding in my hand what I don't know what it is. All I know is it's curled up, and it looks like a mealy bug. I show it to my mom, and she says, oh, that's a cutworm. And I said, it's a what? And she said, a cutworm. That's what we used to call them. You guys call them grubs. You guys. Out here, they probably call
Hakuna
them grubs.
Matata?
Yeah, that's the movie, right? I'm like, no, they're kind of cute, and they're tasty in some movie.
Yeah,
but
you bite them, and
there's nothing cute nor tasty about this fucking thing.
You tasted
thing.
It?
So right now, I'm horrified that you have those underground in your entire yard, and I can't visit anymore.
So I'm like, okay, here's the picture of one, all right?
That's the most hideous thing I've seen
exactly.
in quite some time.
So I'm panicking now. So I'm throwing it. Of course, I can't kill it. So I throw it outside. And I'm kind of shaking. I'm going, shit, Mom. I probably have them like all...
Everywhere.
Garden is probably completely... Mainly the garden. Tyler,
three in the morning.
No porn going on.
Three in the morning. That's not porn music. That's like Shaft. Oh, my God. I have a good Shaft story.
Settle down. So I put on my trusty glove, and I become like, you know, nothing can bother me
once
I have my glove on. So I put my glove on. I say, Mom, you think that they're all up in here? She goes, yeah, probably. So I go and I scoop one handful of dirt. Nothing. Scoop another one. It was the size of like a stubby finger. It was huge.
I don't like this at all. This is giving me the creeps.
So I'm panicking now. And I'm thinking, I don't know what's...
That means there's like the mother one that's probably like the size of like a poodle.
So I've done a lot of research.
Creeping around.
There's really no good way to get rid of them. They're actually, I guess, June bugs or like Japanese beetles. They end up hatching like in June or July and just flying out of my garden, apparently.
There's little sushi laying around.
I don't know what to do. But now every time I look at my garden, which has only been like a half a dozen times since, because I just found this out like 12 hours ago, I'm mortified, horrified.
Do you think they're eating your carrots?
I know they are. They're eating everything.
Dude, you're going to have like...
I'm in on the cement deal.
But they hang out. They just curl up.
You're
like
going to have
seat.
The miniature suburban version of Tremors.
Oh,
they're
going
to be out there like throwing firecrackers at these little...
Oh,
grubs.
My God.
They like to eat
that?
Them. They like to eat
that
them in Asian parts of the world.
Look at the look on her face. She doesn't seem like
she's
enjoying
it. Yeah, we're looking at pictures of grubs now.
Just
go ahead and look at a picture of a grub, guys.
I'm totally sold.
They sound
the Grub Guys new podcast.
It looks just like that. They look just like how they're like giving themselves oral like that.
I totally
horrible.
I'm in on the cementing in your entire backyard. Right
I feel
now.
Like yeah, the entire yard. Yeah. Right.
We need to poison first. You know what you do? Get a pitchfork, sharpen those things down, and just stab your entire yard.
That's what I'm going to start doing tomorrow.
God, that's gross.
Oh,
it looks like
awful.
You found albino
shrimp. I just
wanted
to grow some vegetables.
Yeah, it looks like it's an albino shrimp.
Oh God, this is.
Stop looking at it because it's grossing me out.
Google biggest grub ever.
No.
You just do that?
No.
No, but I'm imagining it'll be awesome.
I don't like the fact that
it's just going to be some fat guy eating.
Called grub.
Like eating because you know grub. Like,
yeah.
Get your grub on.
It's got to be a fat guy.
All right.
Hey, real quick, can I tell my Shaft story?
I would love to hear your Shaft story as we invite in our listeners, maybe?
All right.
Our listeners slash guests.
Well, real quick.
Would they like to come?
You know, have you ever been to an AA meeting? It's very clicky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell us who's there.
You got, like, the Sochas on one side, the jocks over there, the dweebs. But it's very clicky. You got the hot chicks over here. And then you'll see some weird stuff, like someone will sob about how their life is falling apart, and then the next week they're like, hey, check out my new shoes. Yeah, kind of, that didn't seem that important last week. So people are constantly getting up to go get coffee and cake and stuff like that, and it's kind of rude. And I'm not going to talk about the horrible human being that sat next to me this time who was repulsive. Some woman's talking about how her parents killed each other in a suicide pact, and she's sobbing, and the woman next to me goes, ha ha. And she was probably a homeless person that went there for free coffee. Very serious, because she was filthy. So as I'm sitting there,
because I'm getting awesome presents.
As I'm sitting there, an African American guy comes in with one of those newsy hats, and he's kind of got an afro. He's kind of got an afro, and he's dressed kind of like Shaft, and he does that thing where you walk in and you nod and you point to people like, "Hey," like, you know what I mean? And it was one of the cheesiest things I've ever seen in my life, but I was mesmerized by it. I was completely captivated.
Mike, I think I would have liked your story, but I'm sorry. I got something awesome, and I could not.
Oh, my God. Is that for me? Thank you. What's happening?
Oh, God. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. All right. I'm not supposed to eat sugar, but thanks. I'm eating some. No, don't leave it. I mean, don't take it. This was fantastic. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have some seats.
This is how we always meet our listeners, is we just
throw
them on
air. Just let the show stop. As if it's going anywhere anyway.
Wait, how is it that we live in a world where grubs just live under our feet and we don't talk about it?
I don't like it.
They're everywhere, apparently.
Throwing away my flip-flops.
They have lawn grubs that are constantly eating all the lawn roots. Constantly.
Yeah,
all over the world.
That's why I'm never going to be a gardener. And I'm done eating vegetables. Because I don't want to know that some grub was rubbing up against me.
How do I go through my entire life without seeing a grub? And now I realize that there are like entire villages living underneath us all the time.
I don't like it. I don't like villages. I don't like grubs. I don't like dirt. I don't like outside.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
You should turn their mics on, Tyler. You should make it happen so that they're on. Is that your little joke?
Hello.
I should have brought in my $50 mug I made.
That's Hajmir. That's Hajmir. And Hajmir brought in his lovely lady.
Hi.
Say hello. Lovely lady.
Marlene.
Who is a great artist, and she gave me a little... Actually, we'll have to put a picture of this up on the website.
I have one, too.
And you have one as well? Where's yours? They're little figures of us.
It's and totally
I'm wearing a penguin uniform, and I look very angry, and I look like I drive a truck.
I love this. That Clockwork Orange thing you did for Anderson is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's on my website, andersoncounty.com. You can see it. I posted it up there.
Scott gave me all the ideas, and I just put them together.
I have a million social distortion stories, but I'll only bore you with three. Just kidding. I've seen him like 15 times, and then I walked in here one night, and Mike Ness was sitting right where you're at, and I came in and kissed his ass solid for like 4 minutes, and then I walked out and felt guilty about it. And
who's
I was like,
Mike
that
Ness?
Was totally the singer, guitar player, and I felt like a jackass after that, so I came in and took it all back, and then I left, and I felt like even a bigger jackass, and I came back in, and I went, I'm sorry about that, I didn't mean to take it away, and he's like, no, I get it. I was like, complete fucking asshole. Now I just use profanity for the first time, and I wish I wouldn't have.
All right, so Sean R. on the message boards is telling me they're just cutworms and that I should relax. Yeah, no, I will not relax with those fucking things living anywhere near where I sleep.
I wouldn't relax if I knew there were 20 cats in my backyard.
Okay, so, and also...
How is it even comparable?
Scott by Scott, who I don't know who that is, but he just made us our t-shirt. That's our t-shirt right there.
You know
what?
Scott by Scott.
I don't know who that is, no.
I like it, actually.
TheAfterDisaster.com. Inventor,
Nathan's,
creator.
Nathan's out.
Yeah, everybody... The forum is dying down. People don't need to go back to theafterdisaster.com and start commenting.
Theafterdisaster.com.
Filling out our new listener surveys and giving us reviews on iTunes, you asshole.
When I said, let's let Nathan do the shirts, you said he's going to want too much money.
Yeah, no, I said he's had too much time. Plus, he wants a cut, of course. Yeah, fuck it. Just kidding, Nathan. But where the hell you been?
Okay.
So, guys, guests, where did you guys come from tonight?
San Diego?
All the way up? That's where he used to come from every night as well.
Yep, I still go down there twice a week.
And what are you guys doing up here in town?
Just came for the after disaster.
No, that's not true. You're up here
good
for something
move.
Else.
Good
no.
move.
There was you didn't get off work, Marlene, until like 9, right?
Hey, am I loud enough? Because he seems louder than me.
He's got a better voice.
He's better than you are.
He does have a better
we
voice.
Both went to the better.
He has a better voice, but I need to be the loudest one on the show.
Hashmir, when did I start talking to you back and forth? Like way back in the day.
It was like on the Loveline Companion when like... 04,
05. 04, 05? I would have guessed like 02, 03, but maybe, okay, 04, 05.
Wow,
like
that's
way
a long
back.
Time ago.
Yeah. He was like one of the original guys that used to give me shit way back in the day.
The Loveline Companion is an interesting place.
Is it still there?
Yep.
Let's not.
It's still up, but they don't talk about Love Line.
Really? Okay, I'm serious. Like my voice is not really? That loudest one in the room, and this is really bothering me.
It's okay, Mike. It's all right. The show sounds best that way.
He's like twice as loud as I am. This is better.
And Marlene, where do you work?
I work at USD, and then I do some internship.
Isn't that where smart people go to school? Right? University of San Diego. That's right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People, everyone knows UCSD.
UCSD is more like...
Oh, no, USD. I know where that is.
There's like
that's
three schools.
A shitty part of town off of Marina.
There are all the good schools are always in the shitty
USD
part.
Is the most expensive school, but it's not in a good part of town, where UCSD is in a fantastic part of town. They have beautiful Torrey Pines trees growing everywhere, and I love it there. I used to ride my bike around there fantasizing that I was going to go to college.
Okay, as long as that's what it was.
Until I realized I don't like to read and I don't know much.
Oh, you know what I did for the first time on Saturday, guys? I highly recommend this. I'm going to go back again this Saturday. Did a little Tai Chi. Anyone ever try that Tai Chi?
You mean like in a park and you did this?
No, not in a park.
Go try these Tai Chi Chis.
Did it with my wife, my sister, and I was told that I was a natural.
Yep. Mr. Kellen, would you be interested in opening your own Tai Chi?
His name was Kenny, and he's not the one who told me I was a natural. I know I'm a natural because you know who told me?
An old Asian man named Tran.
No better. The wife and the sister, and they hate to dole out compliments.
What do they know about natural Tai Chi experts?
I'm a natural. I was focused. I was doing all the moves.
What is Tai Chi? Is it meditation?
It's like slow motion karate. You got to say it right.
All right, I'm going to say this for the last time. My mic isn't loud enough. Jesus Christ. How many times do I have to tell?
I don't understand why Rune doesn't come in here and turn off his goddamn lights. It's not my job.
What is Tai Chi? Explain it to me.
It's like the ancient art. I don't know shit about it, really, but I know that I'm a natural, and I did it for the first time. There's like 108 different moves.
It's how Asian people get their messages from the emperor. They all go out, and they, like, tune in.
It sounds like a delicious food you'd get in a sushi.
Give some commands.
All of you who know Tai Chi, I apologize for all the disrespect.
It sounds like a guy that will be going to Irvine.
Remember Worf on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yeah.
Remember he would move slowly?
How dare you ask me if I remember Worf?
I have never heard of Worf.
But he would do that slow move. It's like similar to that.
There's a guy named Worf.
Yeah.
Worf?
Yeah, he's a Klingon.
His forehead is really
wrinkly. Oh, my God. Speaking of that.
Is there a peer?
Speaking of wrinkly foreheads?
What is that new Sherlock Holmes TV show that's coming out?
No one knows.
The one with Lucy Liu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Elementary?
What is that show? Yes. So there was a bus ad that drove by me today, and it, you know how those ads that go over the entire bus?
It was over the stop it.
It was over the windows. And the frame of the window made it look like he was Worf. It put all these like grooves in his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad
Did
I
you
told
almost kill yourself trying to take a
so
picture?
Excited. Mike, I love how Mike gets so excited then he realizes halfway through the story that, why did I
get so excited? But he can't abandon. He's a kamikaze.
I don't have a picture. I don't have a picture to show it. Can I have one of these Kit Kats, by the way?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Grab what you want.
It's for you guys.
Oh, wow, the lines.
All right,
the lines
I want them all.
The lines are all lit up. So what should we do? Should I tell my horrible embarrassing story? Should we hope that someone from Egypt is calling?
Egypt
week?
Live.
We should only take
West
calls
of the
from
Rockies.
Egypt.
Or east of the Rockies.
We ready for a little calls, guys?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's the After Disaster. You are on it. Probably can hear us. Fluffer Nutter, he says. That is the appropriate response.
Yep.
Can you hear my words?
Yes, I can, Anderson.
Fantastic. So what part of the world are you calling from?
Egypt.
Yeah.
Sweet, good answer.
Yeah, that's the only way you get through now. You got
hey, how do camels have sex, by the way?
They hump.
Oh, okay.
They hump.
That was stupid. All right, so what's up, man?
I heard that whole hump is filled with semen.
It's water. What's up, buddy,
no,
besides
they
coffee?
Have three stomachs.
I heard that, but I think that's cows. You know the cows have their vagina and their anus are the same? One of the same? Okay, what's up? I don't think that's true.
Girls, too.
That's true of chickens, though. Chickens, I think everything happens in the same place. Eggs, yeah. So what's up, man?
Well,
wait, real quick. I don't like knowing that eggs come out of a vagina anus.
Yeah, it does. It's true. Are you off eggs now?
Hey, do you think chickens, that hurts when an egg comes out?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have that's to imagine. Squawk.
Yeah, you have to imagine.
Because if an egg came out of
sound.
My pee hole, that would be horrible. Well, actually.
Hashmir, what do you do for a living?
I work at Costco.
Costco.
Which one?
Nice.
A Marina?
Yeah.
Where?
It's the most crowded Costco of all time. Used to be called Price Club.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, so what's up, man? I'm sorry, Mike, I interrupted you.
There were a few things I wanted to, like, compliment you guys on last week.
We don't do that. We don't take compliments.
I say do it.
Well, I wanted to say that 5 minutes with Mike, I watched pretty much all of them. They're amazing. They crack me up.
Tyler,
your drops and you're interrupting Anderson.
This is not really Ali again, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Ollie, how are you the first call? I got a full docket. What the hell? Okay, go ahead, Ollie. Continue.
Perfect. I love your
middle
music.
With your Middle Eastern compliments. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Wait, what is this music from? I've heard this before.
I don't know. It's from YouTube. It's Snake Egypt music.
It's from every movie that has any kind of...
It's called Oriental Angel the Snake. Arabic music.
Ollie, you've complimented two-thirds of the cast.
Yeah, and I
want
to say Anderson.
Wrap it up.
Movies. What? I'm not wrapping it up.
Go ahead, Ollie.
Your movie... suggestions are marvelous.
Thank you very much.
That's not a good compliment. He compliments us on little stuff. Okay, and then,
All right. I put him on hold. The music is now gone because he is on hold.
We should do the whole show with this music.
No, he hung up!
Ah.
Ollie, you still there?
No.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, buddy. I'm offended. You've offended my honor.
Oh, you know what I realized? He's snake charming us. He's giving us like compliments and like luring us into a trance.
You're on the after disaster. He's gone now. Oh, he's on hold, so please... pipe that music down. Jesus.
No, that's his hold music.
Hey, you're on the after... pipe it to him, then. Hey, you're on the after disaster. How are you? Oh, my God. This is what I get for leaving Ali. Hey, you're on the after disaster. How are you?
Hello, brothers.
Okay.
I like that guy.
He's still on. What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up? I'm sorry. I'm trying to operate this. Hey! So, yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, I just... first-time caller. Love this show.
We love first-time callers.
Oh, first time. Well,
so chock full of information.
Where, what part of the world are you calling from?
Up north in Canada, sir.
Oh!
Not quite.
We get no American callers ever.
Not as cool as Egypt.
We're completely international.
Well, we have so
can't you whip out some Rush for this guy?
What part of Kenyatta are you calling from?
Alberta.
That's oil country, right?
Oh, incredibly so. Diamonds, too.
Diamonds and oil.
Diamonds are forever.
Oh,
Shirley Bassey sang
that
song,
too. Zirconia, right?
Mm-hmm. Shirley Bassey.
Tyler, what the fuck is it that you're trying to accomplish in there? Besides ruining everything.
I'm playing music for all of our guests.
No, that was like
their
some kind of commercial from
TGI YouTube does
Friday.
These things called advertisements that...
You know what
I
would make this smoother? Is if we screen the calls and then Tyler could have some music queued up. Yeah.
Yeah!
Jesus Christ. All right, Canada, hold on.
Yeah, brother!
Hold on there, Canada. All right.
Crank it up.
You like what I'm getting in? Hey, Miss Movies is texting me saying that the Ustream video is sucking the life out of her. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, that she's having another baby?
What if it labor?
Did? What
she's
if
like,
it did?
Take me to
are
hospital.
We inducing labor in this movie?
Was there ever a time in the history of giving birth that somebody thought we should suck that baby out? Well, whoa, I'm sorry I said that. That's an abortion.
That's the show. Hey, so I got
maybe
invited.
That's how the first abortion happened.
I got
the
invited.
Doctor's like, we need to suck that baby out. But he's like, whoops.
How do you think the first abortion ever did happen? Like,
accident.
Somebody's just like,
accident.
Ah, shit, this thing, I don't want it inside of me
I'm
anymore.
I'm sure they probably just killed the women.
Someone probably fell on
they
a
they probably used once. A vacuum. A vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, cavemen
they probably
had
used
vacuum.
An elephant's nose.
No, the first one didn't happen until the 40s.
No, they used an elephant's nose and they told him to breathe. They told him there's a peanut inside there.
That would be a really interesting cartoon is the Flintstones abortion. Showing how like Barney Rubble and whatever his wife's name
how
is.
How would they show the emotional distress the woman goes through after that?
I don't care. I just want to see the elephant do its business. Tyler, don't make sound effects in real time.
And then you can see the cartoon of the baby in the nose like a snake.
See what you've done, Miss Movies? You've caused us to cry. Talk about caveman abortions. Okay. Tyler.
Is that because someone's calling from outer space?
Tyler, there's too much sound on this guy now. You realize there's five people with microphones as well as Geddy Lee now. It's just too much. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program. Christ, it's you. Whoever you can hear. You can hear the little click. You're on the After Disaster.
Isn't it the same guy from Canada that we didn't
I can't
talk
hear
to?
Anything, Ty. Because you see, the Great White North is taking over, sound-wise. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? And I'll clear the lines. Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Open and honest.
No, really? It's me who says that.
Where
though.
Are you from?
I have not
please
declared.
Please tell us you're from another country.
I'm not decreed.
Vancouver.
Are you from Vancouver? Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Is Matthew Tipping?
I think it might be Matthew Tipping.
No Americans tonight.
Hashmir knows his shit.
Is it really? Is this tipping?
Hashmir probably knows more about the after that.
Does this count as
knowing
shit?
How did you know that? You pay more attention to the show than I ever will.
But not as much as your dad does. Hey, how are you, Mr. Corona?
I couldn't even remember the name of the show for the first 4 months.
What's up, Tippin?
I'm just sitting here listening to the show and watching a little bit of it. What's going on with the video?
I don't know.
Wait,
man,
how are you watching
there's
it?
There's no video. It's just
Rune
pictures.
Put it up.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, it's not working because
I wish
just,
you would have told
it's just
me.
Our stuff. It's just
that's classic Rune. He just is like, you know, he does his thing.
Rune is an awful person, and you guys should all send him terrible.
I gotta tell you, I'm kind of into Rune once a week. I get a little Rune dose in it, and I'm kind of into it.
You're kind of like, that's enough? All right, send a tweet to Rune Ruins After Disaster. At Rune Ruins After Disaster.
I just wanted to show the little thing.
Tell him that he causes premature birth in Miss Movies because of his horrible videos. Well, she said sucking the life out of
him. Hey, Hot Lockets just texted me. She might be on the line.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Is this Unlockets?
No.
Hold on. Is this Unlockets? Unlock it, did
yeah.
you?
Did Can we you, take 4 minutes off and listen
song.
To that song?
That is a
hey guys, what's up? How are you guys doing?
You're this not is Jennifer.
No, it's not Marcus either. All right, so what's up?
Just chilling in San Diego.
What about the girl that
Wrong.
We just saw? Why don't we go back to her?
What part of San Diego you live in?
The ghetto. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clearly not Marcus.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
This is Marcus.
Ah, long time.
I just wanted to call just to see what music I could play.
This show is such an abortion tonight. It's just awful.
It's good.
It is the worst show we've ever done.
No,
and I blame Ty Ty and the callers.
I'm going
that's your.
With,
what do you mean, what song you get, Marcus? That's your song.
Yeah, that's your song.
I want a different one.
He wants a new one.
It's even cheesier. Shaft. Give him Shaft.
How about Hootie and the Blowfish? Will that work for you?
Hell no. Give me some gangster rap.
Oh, I got it coming up.
I worked a Hootie and the Blowfish show, and they gave me a t-shirt, and it was a really cool, awesomely designed t-shirt, but I wouldn't wear it.
Did Nathan Hamill make it?
No, but...
He didn't design it? He didn't design it? Okay.
I like having a lightsaber involved in our shirts, by the way.
Ooh, Tai Chi Master Battle. That must be really boring. I gotta watch that now, guys. Thank you very, very much.
You gotta watch it now?
Oh, yeah, right now. I want to be entertained, guys, and this is not entertaining me. We can all watch Tai Chi Master Battle.
Yeah.
Good choice.
All right, so Marcus, tell us what's going on in the world of sports. We need an update.
God, you caught me off guard.
Still not watching baseball?
Oh, well, Anderson will like or not like this. The NHL is locked out, but nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Especially states.
Okay, we've heard enough from that, man. All right, Marcus is gone.
We're so mean. We just cut our call.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't like him saying that no one cares because I am someone and I care quite a bit.
So you just locked out Marcus.
And let me let it be known that Anderson's the guy that has control of the phones.
Are you locking out Marcus until
the
NHL is done with the lockout?
I'm giving control of the phones over to our
And I have consideration. All right. First time ever we've done that.
Any call you want, just hit the top line.
Let's go back to open and honest guy.
I don't know where that is.
How come we didn't you on the air?
That's Ali. He's from Egypt.
Yeah, I have a question, actually.
All right. Yes, what is your question?
How do I get the old After Disaster episodes? Because I listen
you
to
send us lots of money.
Off, but I want to listen to the old ones because they're awesome.
You
what kind of money do you use in Egypt?
Camel poop.
Egyptian pound.
Egyptian pounds.
Yes, like the British pound.
Mike is giving me a nod like, yeah, that's right. That's the right answer. Mike gave me a knowing look like, yeah, this is right. This is true.
Yep. Saw that on Wikipedia.
Oh, and I posted a photo on your Facebook account, on your Facebook page.
Whose Facebook? You're talking to 9 people right now.
The
Arlena's.
Oh, the After.
What was the photo of?
Of a monument.
Oh, you did?
You mean the pyramids?
You just Google image something.
So, no, I'm in the photo so you can know it's real. I'm here.
Last week, Ali calls in. We're all trying to figure out if he's actually from Egypt or not. Mike's solution is take your phone and rub it in the sand so we can hear it.
That was a good call on my part. What if he did and his phone broke?
All right, guys, I want to tell you a quick story that happened to me last week. I told you the story already, Mike, but it really, really depressed me. The first thing that I did was call Mike because I needed to get put back on track because I sometimes every now and again I lose all faith in humanity, mm-hmm. and this was one of those moments. Door knob.
I'm your go-to guy for that.
You kind of are sometimes, yeah. I knew, and you made me feel much better. You pulled me out of the muck.
Was my answer we should just both kill ourselves?
No, you said we should hunt down this fucker and kill him with meat.
Yes.
If you recall.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my boss learning about how I, a different boss, not, I have like four jobs, but I was learning that one of my jobs may be going away. And it was an awful phone call. And then the door knocks, and I forget why, but I was expecting somebody to be, oh, because I ordered Chinese food. So I was thinking, yeah, Chinese food's here. Open the door, huge mistake. Then I look through the people. It's just some dude standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Not wearing a uniform or anything. It's just some dude. He's a white guy. And I'm like, hold on a second. So I'm on the phone, and he continues to stand there, and he's hearing me. Pretty much, if you're listening to my side of the conversation, you realize that I'm losing at least a job, right? And a good 4 minutes goes by, and I go, okay, and I hang up, and I'm like, looks like I'm not going to have that job anymore. And he goes, so, can I talk to you about some meat? And I'm like, what? And he goes, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm selling meat door-to-door. I have frozen meats, and I don't know what it was, Tyler, but I decided to...
He I got to say that music was appropriate for... Can I talk to you about some meat?
I was talking about how he's selling like a 10-inch New York strip
meat
at Big Mac prices. So I was kind of curious. I'm like, you know what? I just like, lost a job. How about having some frozen steaks?
You didn't tell
steaks?
Me the Big Mac prices. That was because his line. I would have said that's horrible steak.
Thing. That was his line. No, Big Mac prices, not Big Mac quality. So he
I
had
like
this whole,
the food.
Don't they fall in?
So I say, let me, like, I made a horrible mistake of saying, let me see him or, let, you know, show him to me. Then he had to walk halfway down the block. I followed him. Then he grabs this giant fucking box, throws it over his shoulder. Next thing I know, I'm sitting on my step, like looking at giant boxes of frozen meat. He wants to sell me an entire box for $386 or some shit, cash. And I'm like, no, how about I just buy like one? And that was like $50. And I'm trying to do the math. And I'm like, what am I doing? And I don't even eat bacon. And half of them are like wrapped in bacon. And I'm like, Jillian can't come home and see our fridge, our freezer just packed with frozen meats. It's just making zero sense. So I'm trying desperately to get out of it. But he's like really friendly and nice. And I'm like, man, I hate to do this. And I know you pulled the box off. But, you know, you'll be able to sell them in this neighborhood. A lot of people eat meat. I see them grilling all the time. I'm making some shit up. The guy realizes he's not going to sell it to me. He just, like, turns off. Like, he just became a different person. Packed, like, it wasn't, like, completely spread out, but he put the few boxes back in the big box, put it over his shoulder, and started walking off. I'm like, sorry, man, good luck. Nothing, not a word. Just fucking turned off, and yeah. I thought, that guy's not a fucking human being. I feel, like, so violated right now that I was, like, trying to be nice. Might do business with him. Didn't turn out his way, so he just fucking turned off, became an asshole. And now he knows where I live.
Yep, he's going home and sulking and thinking about how he didn't move any meat, and he's going to lose that job, the meat job, and he's coming back to carve you guys up into meat.
He may. Or maybe he'll use his unsold frozen meats, you know, like sliver them into meat shivs and stab me with the meat.
The meat shiv.
That's a good murder. You can't
yeah,
figure
but how
out
how do you
where
sliver it into a meat shiv? This is going to be soft.
Perfect murder is you cut off somebody's a part of their body and then freeze it, and then you whittle it down into a sharp object, and then you stab them with it, and it's all their DNA. Because it's
like
their own
I like
piece.
It. I like it.
Or their own body that killed them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know if that's the perfect
like the
murder.
Food.
Hey, you ever feel bad when you're eating a crab and you take off like the little pincher part and then you use that to dig out its own meat?
No.
You're like, fuck.
I've
like,
never done that. I use the fork like a gentleman.
The actual crab's foot to dig out its leg, and it's terrible.
I like that.
What I part like of the cow thing. Could you use to cut the meat? That would be awesome.
The rib.
The horn.
No, the horn.
Those aren't
God
cows.
Damn it,
those aren't cows.
Those are steers.
Shall we go to the phones?
Dude, it's up to you, Hash.
Line 6, you're on the air.
Open and honest.
Oh, this is Tippin.
Yeah.
All right, so this is We're Tippin. Crabbing. His name comes from a very generous...
I like their prices.
...habit of giving...
no, that's his last name.
...famous after-disasters tips. Famous podcast.
That was more than a tip, by the way.
He gives $100, which we never
that
saw.
I wouldn't even get him a mug.
Hey, where's the mug money, by the way?
It's sitting in my PayPal account, which is all confusing.
That's good.
I got
to
figure it out.
Let's use it to buy shirts.
We might do that. All right.
And
so
that $100
up,
has gone to pay for our hosting. So.
Which, no, it did not. Liar. What? Liar.
We're on Libsyn, you assholes.
Well, that's true. Cost a lot of money. God
damn
it.
The first 2 months was $40 a month.
Why are we paying to do this goddamn ridiculous show? I quit.
The people
I
demand
quit
it.
Too. We right. can't afford $15 each. That's a wrap.
All right, what's your open and honest? Open and honest.
Anderson, you had a 2-week leave of absence there for doing something bad.
Put them on hold.
We don't talk about that here.
Yeah.
What? When did you have a leave of absence?
Line
yeah,
5,
I was,
you're on the air.
I was suspended for 2 weeks. A terrible word got on air. I'll leave it at that. That's open and honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
no, I didn't tell the whole story.
The whole story is a terrible, terrible word got on
okay,
air.
Okay, I'm bored now.
Yeah,
was it a word out of your mouth or a word out of their mouth?
No, it was out of a rapper's mouth. Mm. And if a southern racist were to have seen that rapper and explained to his soon-to-be racist son what that rapper's color is, That was the word that was uttered on the air by mistake.
I wish this was the music for rap.
All right, Marcus.
Gonna plug you in the head, Marcus, with my gun.
All right, I got a question.
Gonna F your wife.
And it kind of, I guess, doesn't pertain to anybody, anybody who's ever ordered a pizza. So
none of us.
Usually when I get a pizza, I always tip, and I always tip like $3 to $4. And I always feel compelled to tip because you kind of get guilted into tipping. But
wait, are you talking about when you pick up or when you...
No, deliver, no.
Yeah, you have to tip when they deliver.
Well, okay, but here's my thinking, though. Okay, so this last time, about a week ago, I ordered a pizza, and I said, you know what? There's a delivery charge. I'm not going to...
Yeah, that's a good point. It's kind of like the valet. It's the same thing with the valet. If they're charging like $6 for you to valet a car, you got to pay the guy
on
top.
Guys don't get the delivery
charge. Yeah, it's built into
there. No, they don't get that. It's a scam by the companies.
Who did you order pizza from?
It's a scam to piss off their employees?
Domino's.
The new Domino's pizza is fantastic.
It's really good.
It's a way for them to keep their prices down at that $9.99 price point.
What do you get on your pizza?
Without raising them, but they don't give the money to the drivers.
What do black people get on their pizza?
Okay.
Oh!
I can't hear a word you're saying because Tyler's doing his thing.
It wasn't me.
Because I get mushrooms and black olives every time.
Well, you
got to
call them black olives.
Love it.
I got a meatza. It's like ham, sausage, and pepperoni.
Why does it come from Jersey?
I know.
All right.
And so I got it, and I said, or so he gave me the pizza, and I said, all right, thank you, have a nice night. And he just... He said, oh, okay. And I've heard people who've done it who just took in the pizza and not given the charge or not given a tip because of the delivery charge. And I felt really awful. And now if the same guy comes, I'd be guilted into giving him $6 for it.
As you should, to be honest with you. You should always tip.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a stereotypical thing.
Yeah, he probably kind of expected it if he was a racist, Marcus. So it's all right. You're cool. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't feel bad. Maybe now I won't tip him.
Nah, give him a tip. Just, you know.
Well, if he's expecting me not to give him a tip, I mean. You know.
Are you expecting your pizza to get possibly spit on?
Here's the thing.
No.
I used to always tip.
He does his job. I mean, I've also heard the argument, why should I tip you for doing your job? But then it comes into the, okay, well, he's driving and he's spending his gas. That's how I always felt.
No. You're supposed to tip no matter what.
Oh, my God.
Well, no.
Anyone ever tip their maid? Their housekeeper?
You're supposed,
at the,
yes.
At
I always
at the hotel?
$10 a day.
$10 a day?
Yeah,
always.
Okay,
always.
Mr. Rockefeller.
Does she come and turn down your pants?
Okay, big pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I always leave money because I think those people have a horrible job.
Those people?
Yeah. Those people who clean your rooms.
Tyler. Hi, Ty.
We only have Hispanic maids out here, by the way. Other states have, like, white people.
That was racist.
It was very racist.
It was not.
Not what I said, but nobody heard what
when I
said.
When I said those people, I meant maids and housekeepers.
Yeah, that's what he meant. I want to go somewhere where all the maids are Swedish.
Swedish? Mm-hmm. You know why?
Sweden.
Because it
beautiful
appears
people,
to be...
Beautiful Tyler. Beautiful people.
They're beautiful. The stereotype people. Is Swedish chicks just want to have sex.
All right, Marcus, I'm not in control of the calls. I'm not in control. Hashmir's in control.
Anything
so I
else,
can't control.
Marcus?
Nope.
We miss you.
Marcus, thanks so much for calling in, man. We do miss you. I was actually tweeting him the other day saying, where you been? Hurry up. Call back.
Swedish national anthem.
Line 4, you're on the air.
Beautiful song.
I shoot the ball to heal the ball.
Beautiful people.
Meet the ballin'.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I like ordering pizzas.
Marcus, you should... You
I
should
feel
be
bad when I don't give them tips.
You should be flattered. You should be very flattered.
The guys driving, they use their gas, even though they get paid for their gas.
Yeah.
Is anyone else going to be... I'm way more excited for someone to be like, are you Marcus from the After Disaster, than to someone to recognize us. Much rather hear that story.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else fake, Marcus?
No.
Apparently the cameras are on, but they're like pointed at like my left side or something. I don't know. All right, guys, it's horribly distracting to be ordered
they're
around.
Not on.
5 minutes ago, Jonathan Beaker
images.
Schwartz said, "Hey Anderson, I can only see your arm. Move the damn camera, you noob."
Why is a scientist using our?
And why am I a noob?
I think you're a nub.
Maybe I'm a nub.
You're a nub.
All right, let's see what the phone has to offer because something good has got to.
Wait,
happen
real
in
quick.
Show.
That video that's up there right now, Reach Around Ridge, I'm driving to Arizona next Wednesday, and I'm debating whether I'm going to stop and visit that dude with the UFOs or not.
You should
totally not do that.
No, you should have to. You have to do that.
I'm scared actually to do it because he would have seen that video, he may not be thrilled.
And then I don't think that guy has.
He does. He has internet in the middle of the desert.
All right, we're doing video next week. We're all wear robes. All right, I'm going to do some Tai Chi for the video.
Someone's got to remind me to get my robe back from the person's house I left it at, and someone's also got to remind me.
Best go buy one.
No, I'm wearing my Chateau
Marmont. Robe money?
Wait, Rune's here?
Yes.
Why are we not on video, Rune? What the fuck?
Because he's Rune.
Rune, why
Thank
aren't you
God you didn't say anything bad free? About him, Anderson.
Where'd you? There we go. All right, video's up, everybody. It's of a cup. Oh, it's of a cup of a sweet cup, though, with my character in there. Okay.
That's my character.
We'll do video next week if we get 50 new reviews on iTunes.
And we're going to all wear robes. Go to Burlington Coat Factory, Tyler. They sell them for $20, and you get like free little like loofahs.
It's not the Burlington Robe Factory.
Burlington
Go to Target factory. And get one.
Thanks, Rune.
Thank you, Rune. That up.
Thanks, Rune.
Good evening.
Okay. Here we go. Jillian and I realized recently, we have a yogurt land on the corner right by our house, right?
Yeah.
We drive by it all the time. It's
I've
like
been there.
The one by my house?
Maybe.
Big glass panels, windows, so we can see. Like it's right on the busy corner, so you can always see all the people walking by through there. And it's always packed, like in the summertime, because you know it's the valley and it's hot as fuck out there. And we never go. And we always talk about how we like to go get a little froyo. But you look at that goddamn line. Look at all those people. Are you kidding me? We'd never go in there.
That line moves though. Moves fast.
Yeah, but still, you're in close quarters. There's a lot of what's it called? Frederizing?
You don't need to talk to those people.
So. What have we done now that it's fucking balls cold? We've gone to Yogurtland 3 times.
Nice.
No one in there. And we're eating frozen yogurt in the dead of winter.
I like it.
Essentially.
I like it.
And it occurred to me just how much we hate people that we don't get frozen yogurt until the lines die down. And not even the lines. It's not even about the lines.
I get frozen yogurt, bro.
Have you guys been to this place called...
Oh, frozen broger. God damn it. Fuck.
You're losing it. You're going to lose that job, like that job at James Bond movie writing school.
Damn it.
Have you guys been to this place called Corner Bakery?
Frozen Burger.
No, I don't like it.
How do you know that if you haven't been
there? Well, I've been there. It's kind of over.
They have a thing called crunchy banana honey oatmeal, and it's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what is with you and oatmeal?
What is with you and selling
things? Why are you sampling all the world's oatmeal?
They also have a thing called Swiss oatmeal, which is cold. It's oatmeal mixed with yogurt with strawberries and granola on top. It's friggin', it tastes like dessert.
Just stop.
It's only got 85 grams of fat.
Just stop.
I think the show's over.
The banana... why would the show be over?
Because we're not talking about anything. How about that? Because you're trying to sell
line
bananas.
Line 4, you're on the air.
Good call.
You guys.
It's a fake
oh,
Marcus.
Fake Marcus.
Why do people line hang three, on the line after we talk to them?
So they can
hear.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Hello, brothers.
It's Roddy Red Piper. You guys ever use FaceTime?
Yeah.
More like Nip Time, am I right? Okay, that went nowhere.
I didn't hear what you said, but...
FaceTime,
Nip I like
time.
It. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Was that a
God
racist
God damn it.
Comment?
How was FaceTime not around when I was like 15? God damn it, the amount of... more amount of nipples I would have seen. You
yeah, while
I mean?
You're in the park swinging on caffeine.
Wait, who's
FaceTiming your
who's
own
Who's showing
body?
You their nipples live?
Nobody. Now, because I'm married.
Nipples live.
The problem with FaceTime is the people I FaceTime with don't want to get off.
They don't want to, like, finish?
They don't want to, like, I'm like, all right, climax. I got to go to bed. And they're like, no. And then I'm sitting there holding my phone up going, oh.
But they want to get off the phone if you're just on a regular phone?
No.
No one wants to ever get off the phone. Mm-hmm. 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 I don't want to tell the stupid gluttonous story now. I'm embarrassed.
Move your little man back.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the gluttonous
little man
story.
Is your representative of yourself on the video.
So it just...
Is my little man,
I'm really scary.
Is my little man on the video?
Is the video going to be seen by anyone who's listening to this right now besides people that are actually listening right now? You know what I'm saying?
You mean like people listening like right now?
Right now, yeah.
Or then now, back when we recorded this. Oh, we should totally do a past tense episode.
All right.
Line 2, you're on the air.
Thank you, Ash.
We have a lot of ideas for shows that are never going to come to fruition.
We should do a future tense show.
All right, I try not to like talk too much about the goddamn honeymoon and the wedding. It's all in the past. But I was reminded of something that happened in the Fijian airport. I was reminded of this.
Some of that airport sex?
It was one of those things that's like, why do these things only happen to me? It's like one of those, all right? We're in this horrible line to go check our bags, and it's like this one of those snaking lines. Like you see at Disneyland, back and forth, back and forth. People everywhere. People on top of us. I think they're Fijians behind us. It's like an older black dude with a like a fedora, right? But he looks cool. Like, it belongs on him. Like, yeah. He looks like he's in Cuba in the 50s, right? He's one of those guys. Older, probably like in his 60s, mid-60s. But he looks cool. He like, probably smokes cigars. A large Samoan-type guy with him. And then, like, a really fat 12-year-old kid that's with him. And they got a little cart with their bags in it, and they keep like hitting our Achilles tendons every
were
time
they
move
together?
Up a little bit. All three of these guys were together, and they kept taking turns on who was pushing the cart, and they like tap into our, and not so it hurt, but like we knew that they were there because they kept hitting us from behind.
Asian people do that a lot.
And I turned around and I'm like, just to get eye contact, like, hey man, you're hitting me and you're hitting, you know, my lady. And they give me like a knowing smile and nod, like, yeah, we know we're doing that, but it wasn't aggressive. It was just kind of like, hello, how are you? We're not really that smart type feeling that I was getting from them, right? So it continued to happen for about another 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I hear Jillian go, ew, gross. And she's like, well, kind of scurrying forward really quickly. And I turn around and the fat little 12-year-old boy is like almost puking and spitting. And he's like right behind her, like leaning against the pillar and spitting on the ground that like hit her shoe a little bit. And then he's kind of like dry heaving. And literally, he's puking, almost puking right behind her. Literally behind him is like three football fields worth of just nothingness. Like, it's just the empty part of the airport. All he has to do is turn 45 degrees and he can spew on nothingness. And like, he purposely got in between the pillar and Jillian to try and puke.
Do you think they pushed their cart through it?
And I'm like, he didn't puke. And then I'm like, hey man, why don't you turn around? You have a lot more room. And then his dad comes up and goes, what's going on? I'm like, your kid's like puking on my wife. And he's like, and then they started having a talk, but it was really fucking weird and odd, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, so nothing came out. It was just dry heaving.
Dry heaving, and then he was like giving us that look, like, "Well, don't you feel bad for me? I'm sick." No, mm-mm. Puke and emptiness.
Yeah,
how about that?
Unless it smells like coconut.
Okay, no one knows where. I'm sorry.
Do they have coconuts in Fiji?
Lots of them. Ate a lot. By a lot, I mean maybe a third of one.
Yeah.
I tried to actually bust one open and eat it, and I spent like 45 minutes on it, and Jillian kept making fun of me. I finally got it open. Took a large chunk because I felt confident in its goodness. One of the worst things I've ever tasted.
Me too.
I think it might have been rotten or underdone. Something. It was one of those tastes where like all the saliva in my mouth was just sucked out. Yeah. You know that weirdness?
I was buying coconut juice, and the guy goes, why don't you just get a coconut? And I was like, I'll come back later for it. And I did come back later for it because I felt guilty and I didn't want to be a liar. And they hack the top open, they pour the juice into a cup, and then they break it open and give it to you in a bag so you can eat it, and it's horrible. And I like pina coladas, and I like coconut-flavored things, but it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I like smelling girls.
You like things that have a lot of sugar added to
it? That.
I like smelling girls with that coconut suntan or sun lotion on or whatever it is.
Hold on, I have huge regret that I wasn't nicer to Rune just now, and I'm going to have to send him a text in a lifetime. So guys, talk amongst yourself.
Wait, I have regret now too, because it seems like I was given the thumbs up to you not being nice to him by defending his honor.
What the F? Miss Movies, that's a tweet that she just sent me because she heard us talking. I've already had the kids, so the video isn't causing premature labor. How about sucking the life out of my afterbirth? That's nice, Miss Movies.
I can't believe she said that.
What?
She said that.
She must still be on drugs.
She's a very proper individual.
Said it. That was not my word, so I would never say anything so crude.
When we were doing the film vault in here, she would get up and almost walk out when we would be crude.
True.
And we would think it's hilarious.
True story. Okay, so that's the show. That's the show.
Shouldn't we ask them some questions about them?
Yeah, we should ask some questions. You guys want to be interviewed?
You're so rude and say them.
Sure.
Did you see Dr. Drew leaving the parking lot tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told him Marlene to run up.
Run up to him in the dark parking lot.
That would have been
a good move.
Honestly, if you guys ever want to come by on like a non-Thursday, he's very cool. He's very down. He's very
thank you.
Don't
he's very down.
He's very down.
Hey,
just
shouldn't
don't talk
he
to
be
Catherine.
The guy? Hey, how
Catherine
come when
a total
I'm
dick.
When I'm sick, he doesn't want to touch me, but he came right up to me and then told me he's sick after he grabbed my hand.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't know why he would do that.
We're having a staring contest.
I lost.
Wait, hey, I'm just normal heterosexual. I have normal relationships. I masturbate 1,000 guys a year, and I like to put on strap-ons and slam the guy and beat him over the head with it.
Thanks for being the dirtiest guy on the show.
Thanks, Drew. Mike Carano's dad is listening to this, Drew. Why would you do that? It's very inappropriate.
I'm an addict.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get this far into the show.
Oh, okay, well, I'm having anal sex, my boy.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what would be a good idea, but I think it's a horrible idea?
We gather
all of our parents together and make them listen to the show and videotape.
Nope, never happening.
No, I don't like that idea.
I don't either.
No.
That's why I think it's a good idea.
I'll rent some fake parents.
You should go see Flight, Mike.
Is that the Denzel Washington movie?
It is.
We went to the Writers Guild to watch it, and the person I was with decided she didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't go to the Writers Guild and watch it.
We went in.
What kind of statement is that?
Doesn't
make any sense.
We went. She was. She
I went
was
to the Magic
on
Castle,
some
except
list.
They didn't.
We went in. We took our seats, and she goes, "I don't really want to sit here through this entire movie." And guess what we did instead?
You went and saw.
Went and saw another
Justin
movie.
Bieber movie.
Went and saw Argo.
Oh, how was that?
It's great.
Okay, cool.
That's my review.
So the
it's
story
great.
Ended good. You saw a good movie.
No, but it was. We were already there, and Denzel was there, and John Goodman was there,
mm-hmm. and Denzel was in Argo too.
And she decided, I don't feel like doing this right now.
Flight wasn't that great. Everyone needs to settle down.
Okay. The reason we didn't stay was because she didn't want to stay for the Q&A after, which was 45 minutes.
Oh, it's kind of rude to get up and leave. But can't you just pretend like you're going to the bathroom? Like really?
That's what I said.
Mimic.
That's what
I
said.
Really Q&A.
And guess Tyler. What? Here's the thing about the Writers Guild. No popcorn.
Oh, well, of course not. That's
Judd's doing one on Monday.
Who's Judd? I don't know who that is.
He's doing
his new movie looks
the 40
Judd
movie.
Nelson.
I heard
it looks
it's good.
Awful. It looks terrible.
Judd Nelson.
Yep.
What's he coming out with?
And Patton is hosting it.
I don't like
General.
He slapped that boy in the army, and I don't think that was appropriate for him to slap that man.
Have you guys been to the Patton Museum on the 10 on the way out to Phoenix?
No.
Every Saturday
we should go because they have a whole yard full of tanks, and you can look at them.
I want to go to the barbed wire museum, which
Where's
I think
that?
Is down around there too.
Where is that?
So, guys, what questions would you like us to ask? That's my interview style. What would you like to be asked?
Open and honest listeners.
Pick some I have no idea.
Pick some ego questions.
Yeah, so you guys are more than welcome to come back on a night where it's not Thursday. And you can actually have your dreams come true and be true.
Oh, is that your dreams?
Yeah.
No.
Our dream
your dreams
to
come
guys.
True.
It's a good answer. Good answer, Ash. What's that?
We could just give him his phone number and they could call him. Meet him on the phone.
I think that might be called boundary crossing, which I learned is not a good thing to do from Mr. Dr. Drew himself.
Oh, did you cross a boundary? Dad.
No, but I'm listening to the show.
Bitch.
I don't think I've ever crossed a boundary with Drew.
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
I may have.
Boundaries, I mean, I used to play drops all the time that would upset him wildly.
I liked when you played Urban Drew from mm-hmm. Crank Acres when
yeah.
you had black guests. And
yeah, we do that.
My boyfriend and I were cornholing the other day.
Tyler, type in URB, and we'll have some. I forgot all about those.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
All right, continue.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy. But why don't you got no play, player?
Don't play the next
Look, motherfucker.
No. Okay.
There's look, one where he uses the N-word.
Yeah, look, that's favorite. The one after look, that one. So
Look.
You can play that one.
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater, because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more, and the digit is dizzle, and in the hizzy for chizzy, going to be great on the QT for real.
Did they make it
no,
on
no,
the needle?
No, let me explain. They were giving me these cue cards, they were just writing them. And
I would play that when we'd have like black guests in here who weren't really that familiar with Drew and his branding and his stylings. And I'd wait for them to look away, and I'd play the like really quick one.
I'm worried about this boundary thing now, because there's been a couple times I called him, and he's like, I can't talk, I'm on set.
You're fine.
And he's like, what'd you call for? And I go, I'm getting a haircut. That'd be funny if you were talking to me while I got a haircut.
Why would that be funny?
Because I was videotaping it.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That was my favorite drop for the longest time. God damn it.
Are there any more lines that we haven't talked to? Because Jennifer was calling.
No. Jennifer 8.
Line 2 dropped off.
Where's Dr. True?
He is at home sleeping.
It's too late.
She's a big whore.
Oh. Okay. So can we finish the
real show? Quick, let's talk about Thanksgiving. I have nothing to say, but you guys have some stories probably. Like, is your dad going to throw the turkey in the trash
no,
this
my,
year again?
My dad's not going to know it's Thanksgiving. We've all decided, collectively decided, that he won't know what day it is. We shouldn't tell him. We should not alert him that it's Thanksgiving. And we're just going to pretend like it's a normal day.
Yeah!
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's loud. You should delete that one.
Seriously.
That's David Allen Greer ruining our left ears.
Hey, you know what would be funny? You know how people say we're going to celebrate Christmas after Christmas when mm-hmm. it's not commercialized? You should do that with Thanksgiving.
That's what Jewish people do.
You're gay.
We could celebrate Thanksgiving on Friday, and I bet the turkeys are half price.
Seriously. That cheap, really?
Thanksgiving.
So where are your half
price? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
That's a good time.
Are turkeys discounted after Thanksgiving?
I would think so in some places.
Candy yeah. is after Halloween, I know that.
How sad they survive past Thanksgiving. They're all, like, all relieved, and then you're like, ah, now we're going to kill you and sell you for half price.
I don't like it when the president pardons one and
yeah,
then eats
I.
his brother. That's fucking stupid.
Yep, yeah, because you know they kill that one eventually.
Probably not.
They throw in a wood chipper.
I don't know why they'd have to do it in such a violent manner. So we're going camping soon?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are we?
Yeah, I think we should.
Someone's got to set a date.
Oh, I wonder if they have grubs out in the wilderness.
I'm not going then.
I think they have grubs. You guys ever seen a grub? Like a cutworm? Like an actual grub?
They're everywhere. Have you seen the pictures?
I'm going to bring up a sheet of plywood to put my sleeping bag on.
Everyone needs to look up grubs if you have not, or cutworms images on it. You know, you take the word for granted. It's one of those things. Grubs, whatever. I thought they only lived in Africa because of Hakuna Matata. I had no idea.
Anderson, did you net ever put a shovel in the ground?
I never saw a grub before. Never.
Yeah, I've never seen one either.
And you know what? The fucking beetle that they turn into, they're rare. You don't see them a lot of the time. Some people were trying to say they're June bugs. The thing that I had, the second one that I discovered in my backyard, not a June bug size. It was, it looked like maybe Mothra's offspring.
It was fucking massive. The big iridescent buggles.
Buggles, yeah. The big ones.
When you said June bug, that reminded me of that last B-52's album, which is pretty great.
That's great.
You should really go buy it. It's amazing. It has great percussion.
You should go on to iTunes and buy some Shirley Bassey music.
No!
Those are terrible.
Yeah, they are awful, right?
Yeah.
And they live amongst us.
They look like shrimp.
They do. They look like the big shrimp. Like the $15.99 a pound shrimps that Reggie probably likes.
Hey, the shrimp you had at your wedding was incredibly great.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Was that shrimp?
I don't know. I didn't get any because I was out taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Well, pictures that I have not seen, by the way. Thanks. No, the pictures that I got were great, though. Heather Menard, she's given a plenty to Jillian. And Millenard, I believe her name is. I don't know. I went to her Facebook page, my photographer, and we're like all over her Facebook page.
Oh,
we're like
fantastic.
Her main background.
Are there any pictures of her assistant?
Ashley? No. I don't think. Typically, wedding photographers don't take pictures of themselves and post them in the wedding section. That's like the wedding photographer who's just constantly taking pictures by putting their hand out. worst
they include it in your album.
The whole section of mirror shots.
I love this. I love that idea.
You should be that photographer, Mike. A lot of people, like listeners, fans, should hire you to do their weddings, and you just—they're all those kinds of pictures. Like you're in between the couple, like holding the camera out, just taking pictures of all three of you guys.
Hey, can I tell you? You know what I love about these? Is they're all red.
He's holding up.
They're all red because the other colors suck, and red's the best.
Okay, I'm seeing red, purple, and pink. That you're holding.
Oh yeah, I'm blind.
Yeah, I think some of our listeners are seeing red.
Green though is the worst.
I'm hearing nothing. So we should.
Because who eats limes?
I would like to challenge our listeners to make a new thread in the forum that's called "Things That the After Disaster Has Said They're Going to Do and Hasn't Done." I think it'll be the longest.
Be entertaining.
Remember when you said you're going to wrap a van in After Disaster logos?
Yes.
Really?
I think you should go back to that idea.
I think we were going to do a lot of stuff.
Let's wrap a car and then sell the car that's been wrapped in our logo.
We have to own it first.
Yeah, we'll buy a car that doesn't work.
Well, bad idea sticking a Starburst in my mouth during the show.
Oh, sorry, do like terrible. Do like 12.
Yeah, radio food.
Do like a Chubby Bunny right now, Starburst.
I don't know what Chubby Bunny is.
So I have another job that I've been doing recently. And
do Grubby Bunny. Put as many grubs as you can in your mouth.
Strange job where it's like different people are always working with different people. I always work with like 6 or 7 different people in a small room on a production. But it's like always different people. But sometimes it's the same. You know, you'll see the same person like within 3 weeks or something. But it's a lot of variety. And a lot of people that have been there forever, they see new people coming through, and they don't really think much about it because a lot of people they don't make this job. They get fired or they quit because it's a pretty intense, fucking hardcore job. So I've been seeing certain people, and they're kind of the way I am with security guards here because we go through so many of them that I'm kind of a dick to them because I don't feel like putting in an effort and being nice when I know they're just probably going to get fired or quit.
Isn't it the same amount of effort?
What?
Isn't it the same amount of effort?
What do you mean?
To be nice or be a dick?
Yeah, well, I don't really try at all. I'm just kind of like blank with them a lot of times. Like, you know, Chris Reggie wants to come over and do the full meet and greet. And
we haven't had Reggie on in like 50 episodes.
I know. The listeners are happy. Meet and greet. The listeners are happy. But you know, I'm not that I go out of my way to be a dick. I'm just kind of like, all right, great. Good to meet you. And I don't really go over. You know, if I knew I was going to be working with them for the next, you know, year or so, I'd go over and I'd, you know, make a good first impression. But like, who cares? So I'm seeing a lot of these fucks like raw, like these people that I'm working with that have been there, and they think that I'm just gonna like coming through the turnpike, I'm not gonna be there again. So like I'm seeing, and here's an incident that happened. I don't know if I told this one, but like I needed tape. I needed to use some tape to mark something, and I was talking to this guy, and I said, yeah, I just need to mark it with some tape. I said, I see some tape right there, and I walk around my little place where I work, and I go to get the tape, and the guy that was sitting by the tape is sitting there, and the tape is no longer there, and I say, oh, I just saw some tape here. I just said that I needed that tape. Where'd it go? And I confronted him about it. I'm like, I just saw the tape here. He's like, yeah, man. And he opens the drawer. He had hid the tape. He heard that I needed tape.
What a douche.
And I'm like, wait, why did you hide the tape? He's like, because people jack it, man. People jack it. I'm like, well, I just need a strip of tape. Could I? And then this other fucker, total asshole. He knows everything. But he's a total dick. And I've worked with him 5 times now, so now he's trying to starting to kind of be cool with me. But for the first 4 or 5 times, total dick. As soon as a woman walks in the room, not even that has to be attractive, brand new woman will walk in the room, and he's absolutely and totally nice to her. As nice as he could possibly be. And it's like fucking night and day, and it's creepy to see people like in their raw form. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to be honest with you.
It's horrifying. Okay. And I'm like, I'm being really extra nice to this guy. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, can you explain this to me? And he's like, not even making eye contact, being a dick. And then some behemoth woman will walk in the door, and he's like bowing down at her altar.
Maybe he thinks it's Buddha.
What the fuck?
Here's the thing about jobs, is the shittier the job that you go to, they treat you worse because you need to.
This isn't a shitty job.
You need to earn their bullshit respect, and I've had that with horrible, horrible jobs that I had. Like when I was a kid and I worked at a grocery store, they treated me like I was a piece of shit because they wanted me to buy into their stupid grocery store.
By no means are they treating me like a piece of shit. They're just kind of being. I mean, they're all antisocial fucks to begin with because most of them are technical fucks, but. They're just kind
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but notice that the guy who like ignored me for 2 months is complaining about how guys have just hit him
like
for like 5 days.
I know Anderson talks about what a dick he is.
I don't bow down to behemoths.
And then talks about
because they have vaginas.
I'm not talking about that part.
Walk
that part is the worst.
That gynecological part's the most disturbing to get part. To some tape.
All right, play the music. I'm going to go deep in my phone because there was shit that I wanted to talk about like 9 months ago that I never got to.
Good timing. Good timing on going deep.
Going deep.
Make sure also people to add to the thread stories we never got to.
I know
there's
talking.
A lot of those.
Marlene.
Get on the mic.
Marlene. It is Marlene, right?
Yeah.
I'm terrible
I called
with
her Marlena.
Names.
Sorry.
Don't call her Marlena.
Don't worry.
Here's one of the long. I'm sorry, Marlena. What were we going to say?
I have like weird people like call me weird names, like Marlene.
That's not the weirdest. I think I just called you that.
What do people write on your
exactly
card?
ING.
Oh, Marlene.
Yeah.
Wait, you said other people are weird. Your last name, your name ends with ING?
No, I said that's how they spell it.
Oh, okay.
It,
I thought you were
like
saying
Marlene.
They're weird. Marlene is my name.
No.
The that sounds Asian, by the way. Marlene.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife, Marlene.
I'm looking at like, things that I first started writing for the show, like when we first started doing it. It's making me sad because I remember writing it in my old apartment.
Trying to do a good show.
Del Rey, and it just said, don't let Mike talk. Tell Tyler to shut up. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't say either one. It says, praying equals
like
wishes. Praying equals wishes.
And I believe that's true.
And I think it's totally true, right? Because yeah. Praying and wishing is pretty much the exact same fucking thing,
because
right?
Every
do we
time
need two
pray,
separate words?
No, every time you pray, it's either for your team to win or for you not to die.
It's the exact same
right?
as wishing. Is there any let's ask Tyler. Tyler,
like
is there any
prices?
Difference between praying and wishing? Is there any difference?
It's like,
really.
Dear God, please get rid of this penile cancer. No, you know what it is normally? It's that you'll never drink again. Like you're telling God, I promise I will never drink again if you could just make this feeling go away.
That's bargaining. That's not wishing or praying.
Yeah, that's completely different. I'm very lost.
Forget it.
Hey, do you think I could catch a marlin with one of these grubs?
Absolutely.
You could
shark.
Feed a marlin, possibly. I don't know how you're going to catch it.
Oh, I got my shark video back of me swimming with 7 fucking giant bull
bring
sharks.
It in. I like
it's
to
very
see it.
Disappointing. Not a single frame with me and a shark in it. It just shows the sharks, and then it cuts to, like, he just goes down a line of people in the water. And then it shows the sharks. It's like,
you
could have
just gone to ILM and had a better one.
You
could
have just pulled back and, like, you know, showed the sharks in the frame with us.
Is the water the same color, though?
I'll show you the video. It's got horrible, horrible techno music going to it. Like,
yes.
It's supposed to work out while watching the shark video. I don't get it.
We can, if the water's the same color, we can just morph it together.
Yeah, there might be a way, but I didn't want to have to do that.
How about
there's a funny one where like it goes down the line because there's 9 of us, and it goes down the line, and like everyone's crouched behind this little coral, and then it finally gets to me, and I'm like in mid-flight, mid-air, like completely parallel. I'm the only one who's like swimming in
mid-air.
And Jillian's like mid-water. Jillian's like, why are you the only one swimming? I'm like, I don't know. Got to be different.
Why don't you take that video, edit it together with footage from Jaws, and then upload it?
I like the idea, but once you see the video, you'll see it wouldn't work at all. Really. I could do some fun stuff. It's just all these other idiots are in there with him. One
I
guy's
love
got
all
dreads.
The complaints you have about other people, and I can't imagine what they say about
his
this asshole
all,
guy
like,
that was swimming
so
around
quiet.
Mid-water.
This really cool guy was with us, and we were fucking up his video.
This one guy with dreads, he kept saying he's from Australia, of course. And he kept saying,
yeah, mate.
Are the sharks going to think that my dreads are moray eels and try and eat them?
And you're like, God, I hope
so. He was
so
funny.
That guy's
God.
Awesome.
And everyone was just quiet. Everyone
I would
just
pray
silent.
That happens, by the way.
And then the dive master guy, the big like guy that everyone's, the German guy that everyone's scared of. He said, what'd you say? He's like, never mind. He's like terrified of him.
Like sharks are into moray eels. They have to suck them out of the rocks. Right?
Tons of footage, by the way, on my 20-minute shark video that I spent way too much money on, of things that didn't occur and didn't happen on the day that I was there. They just took like all the best of parts of their trips from the last 2 years.
I don't like this idea.
And put them all on my video.
How much was that video again?
80 Fijian.
That's not that bad.
80 Fijian.
That's not
that's
that bad.
That's $400 American.
That's $400
Mike.
Oh my God, are you serious?
No,
it's the worst investment I've ever heard of.
God damn it, that grub looks just like a penis. Grubs are the worst.
Penis grub.
Does that not look like a horrible penis? And that's the roots of the penis right there, the legs
like
and the roots?
It doesn't look like my penis at all.
It looks like those. There's like specific little bugs that grow in your side of your skin and they start like popping out.
I don't like this word, but can you shut up? Seriously, I don't like that at all. I'm going to go home and scrub my skin off tonight.
I got to do sign off. Good night, Daddy.
Thank you very much for the dolls. This is really awesome.
No problem.
Thanks very much, guys, for coming. It's so great to finally meet you, Hashmir, after all these years. It's weird. You're like one of the listeners that I actually like that I'm not turned off by because so many of them are assholes.
Wait, why do you like? You just met him tonight. Why do you?
He's always been really, really cool. He's always been very, very cool. Hashmir is one of the good ones. And Marlene's a fantastic artist.
Thank you.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Until we notice later on that all our wallets are gone.
That's a good point. I got to go smoke. Goodbye. Look at it.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting us.
This is really, really great.
This is probably the worst show we've ever done. I apologize. Well,